A futuristic proposal today on Martha's Vineyard. An MIT biologist is asking whether the island would support the idea of genetically modifying mice to fight Lyme disease. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg is here to tell us more. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Deb.
So GMO mice, what exactly is the idea that's being presented today?
Well, first of all, it's still totally hypothetical, but it is apparently doable. So MIT Assistant Professor Kevin Esvelt says he wants to start getting community feedback even at this very early stage. So he'll be speaking to the Vineyard Boards of Health today and to a public meeting as well. And he already presented last month on Nantucket. So his idea would be to develop genetically modified mice that would be resistant to the Lyme disease bacterium and possibly even other bad microbes that are carried by ticks.
But Lyme disease is carried by ticks. So where do the mice come in?
Well, so ticks aren't born with Lyme disease. They often catch it when they bite mice, and then later they pass it on to humans. So Kevin Esvelt says resistant mice could be bred in the lab and then released by the thousands to breed in the wild and to spread those engineered resistance genes.
And then with all of the mice resistant, there would be a much lower rate of infected ticks. And no infected ticks, no infected kids. That's the idea.
And Deb, the idea is also to go in cautious phases. So phase one, if the public approves, you try a small-scale experiment on an uninhabited little island. Then if that works, and again, if the public approves, you go to phase two, which would be release the modified mice on Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. And Esvelt says if that happens, it would be at least 7 years from now. And then eventually, maybe way down the line, consider a plan for the mainland and what's called a gene drive system to spread the resistance gene.
Carrie, Lyme disease is a problem in all of Massachusetts, but a particular problem on the Cape and Islands. Mm-hmm. So I imagine the idea will have appeal there. At the same time, we know that genetically modified foods are very controversial, and now we're talking about genetically modified rodents. And how do we know that these modifications won't be harmful in some way?
Well, the answer is we don't know, and we don't know what some people call the unknown unknowns. And that's why Esvelt is proposing a very carefully phased project in order to see what happens. You know, in a way, this could end up being as much a political experiment as a scientific one, because genetically modified foods may seem sinister to some people, but at the same time, this technology of engineering or quote-unquote editing genes is making such dramatic advances and could also be a force for good.
And particularly, we've seen a lot of rapid advances with that new gene editing technology known as CRISPR, which makes it easier than ever to make genetic changes.
That's right. And CRISPR could be used to modify these mice. So part of this proposal is aimed at figuring out, as this gene engineering technology gets even more powerful, how can a community decide questions like this that could affect the environment that everybody shares for good or ill? And as we make these decisions, Esvelt says, he wants to show that gene science can be done in the open and with public participation.
Everyone would agree that we should decide this in New England town hall debates at the local level, rather than just handing it over to scientists like me to make unilateral decisions. I'm not for that.
Well, an interesting experiment at the intersection of science and society. If you want to learn more about it, you can read Carrie's piece at our website, WBUR.org. Carrie Goldberg, who is editor of our Comet Health blog, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome.